while we're waiting for our Geshe-la to arrive, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the Sherpas killed on Mount Everest, all the Tibetans who've been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Hansa Pandya, Will Manson, Rachel Cole Madison, Al Smith, Stuart Russell Thomas, Job Search, Jim Kay, Roseanne Barona, James Lillick, Greg Weaver, Ashlyn Kloss, Pooja Sarai, Lindsay Piatti, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being, Captain Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tseren, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Barb and Roger Alexander, Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Harvey Blom, Matthew Bird, Elizabeth Campanile, Anwar Congo, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Rita Dodro, Paul Foyle, and Nancy Osterhoff, Dee Freeman and her daughter Lily, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Danny Love and Family, R.M., Family of Will Manson, Judy Martin, Sean McGarity and Family, Tom McGinnity, J.R. Morang, Audrey Murphy, Family of Hansa Pandya, J. Pandya, Pierre Parento, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Aunt Polly, Tom and Jane Cattell, Eileen Rubin and Family, Dr. Albert Sants, Jeannie Shario, David Schenk, Ariana Scott, Rosemary Cease, Andre Smith, Lobsan Topdem, Carol Vogel, Dion Washington, Sandy Wimbush, Carmen the Dog, Dorje the and Cadro the Pigs, and I see Mariposa the Cat actually passed away, so Mariposa the Wonderful Cat. So next Sunday, Geshe-la will not be here because of the retreat. So Dr. Don Brown will be leading. And then the following two Sundays, it will be either Venerable Chirkula or I will be leading the Sunday, doing something on Sunday. And then Geshe-la will be back after that, I believe. So if you please turn to the first bay sheet in the white prayer book. If you're sitting in a pew, it could be at the end of the pew. And let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Then the four immeasurables in English one time. And then right below that, and we see the music notes in Tibetan one time. Taya ta om mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune maha munaye so May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment to friends and hatred for enemies. Sentient
mantra, then please remember here in front of the other statues there's the piece of paper, and that, you know, there's all the list of people who need, you know, our prayers. So we are saying the mantra for their well-being, so please remember them in your heart.
So on the bottom of the first pink sheet, there are two mantras, Chenrezig's mantra and Green Tara's mantra. Let's say the first one 8 times, the second one 7 times. And we can think about the people and the prayers, as Yeshua said. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. So maybe begin some meditations. Okay. So probably most of you know 9 round breathing meditations. You know all of them. So most of you know because we did this. So skip that, 9 round breathing meditations. So we'll do the one that I, you know, explained last Sunday. That's the first time I explained this meditation called Long Cham. Long here, I think Long this like no refers to breath. Long Cham means gentle movement of breath. Gentle movement of breath. That's probably the name of the meditation. So first, what we do, comfortable cushions, comfortable physical body. So we just, you know, we sit down. So just imagine that, you know, cushion is very comfortable. Imagine that you are physical, you know, physically also comfortable. So then what we do, we all of us, we should observe our mental state. So then, once you realize your mind is unsettled, could be so many different reasons, so then, in that case, you know, if you realize your mind is unsettled, so then this Long Cham meditation is, you know, is necessary, also is important. If you discover that your mind is settled and positive, so then you can just watch your breath, okay? Out, in, one, out, in, two. You do that meditations, so you don't need to do Long Cham meditations, okay? If you realize your mind is in a good state, so then you just focus on your breath, so that will make your mind more calm and peaceful, okay? If you discover that your mind is unsettled, so then what you do, from both nostrils, you just exhale forcefully, like that. Then there's some visualizations necessary in that meditation. So that's how the Long Cham meditation begins, with exhale. So then you have to think deep down from your heart that everything, you know, whatever the cause and conditions of your unsettled mind is, coming out of your systems, okay? So we must put extra effort to really think deep down from our heart that whatever the cause and condition for our unsettled mind is, coming out of our systems is a very important part of this meditation, to need to think from your heart. So then, after that, then slowly inhale. That's called gentle movement of, you know, inhale breath. Then slowly inhale. So then also there's some visualizations. Imagine that, you know, that you are inhaling all the positive energy, or you could call blessings, possessed by, or in, as a Buddhist, so you think about all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So they are positive energies. So you can say energy of all the enlightened beings' compassions, energy of all the enlightened beings' wisdoms, energy of all the enlightened beings' power. So you can just imagine, you know, you can imagine just inhaling them. Okay. So then after the little while, then the power of that, you know, positive energy must generate some kind of positive thought within yourself. So then that serves these meditations, you know. So that then, that fulfills during this meditation, then that this meditation, Long Cham meditation, become productive. Okay? So in the first time, if you've not eliminated all the unsettled mind, then do it again, okay? Yeah. Is it clear? Yeah. What do you think about this meditation? Huh? Is it helpful? Yeah. This is called Lung Cham. Lung, you know. So, so is this meditation being done right after 9 round breathing meditations? Right after 9 round breathing meditation, then you do this meditation Lung Cham. So then after that, you know, so then this is the order, okay? First 9 round breathing meditations. So we need to, you know, even in the Buddhism, there's, you know, so many, probably you, all of you know, you probably read a lot about Buddhism. There's so many practices, right? There's so many of them. So what we need to do, according to our, how you say, situation, our conditions. So, you know, we need to choose some, whether it's like meditations or any form of practice, we need to choose according to our situations rather than what is best out there. What's best out there, you know? So, we need to eat the vegetable according to our situations rather than what is best out there. The best out there is kale. So, am I making any sense? So that's why, you know, this meditation is important. You know? So this meditation suits for everybody, I think. So first 9 round breathing meditation is, you know, so please, you know, share, you know, with other person. Okay, so then I don't need to repeat this again here. So 9 round breathing meditation to get rid of, you know, negative energies out of your systems, So then according to Buddhism, how this negative energy has been created, or you could say imbalanced energy, negative energy, imbalanced energy, same. So imbalanced energy has been created by imbalanced mind or thought. Means that the thought, whatever thought that arises, if the thought is not flexible, that's considered as imbalance. Means that is that idea or whatever the thought is tight with something. It's very tight with something. It cannot be flexible at that moment. Let's say anger is really tight. Mental as a, if anger is thought. It is kind of thought. Anger is kind of thought that we don't need. Right? It's a thought. So that's very tight thought. It's not relaxed. It's not flexible. It's very tight. With certain object that you're really angry. So there's no room for flexibility. You know? So that's called pain. That's just an example. So there's imbalanced thought. So then, every thought, as I mentioned before, whether it's a positive or negative, it comes with energy. We call Lung Sim. You know? We can separate. So then, you know, that energy goes through the channels. So then that, you know, that's called wasted energy or imbalanced energy. So many of them do cause physical discomfort. So that contributes to mental discomfort. So that's no good. So there's 9 round breathing meditation. It's a technique to get rid of them. Okay? So then after that, then you observe your mind. Observe your mind. As I mentioned before, find out that your mind is in neutral state or maybe positive, so this Lung Cham meditation is not necessary. If you find out that your mind is not settled as your body, sitting, your sitting posture, you're sitting comfortable, cushion is comfortable, cushions, physical body is comfortable, but mind is unsettled. So then you do this long-term meditations. So then, as I mentioned before, the visualization is not just necessary, it's very, very important to do these meditations well. Oh? So visualization deep down from your heart, you are fully capable to think. You are fully capable to think something. You are fully capable to visualize something. Oh? Mind can create. You know, mind can create something. It's not out there, but your mind can create. Your mind can create. In Buddhism, your mind can create mandala. Even though when you look here, there's no mandala, but your mind can create mandala. Then you can go in there slow. You can enter into that mandala. And you can create out there. It's not just pure. There's so much chaos. But your mind is fully capable to create Pagvaranjam, just pure. Your mind can create that, just pure. Environment, exactly like mandala. Beings in that environment is like all these like angels. Dhaka, Dhakini, that's called Pagvaranjam, like just pure, Environment is just pure, as mandala. And within the being within the environment, they are all like, Dhaka, Dhakini, you could say angels, All beautiful, just beautiful. So your mind is fully capable to create that, Even though it's not out there, but your mind is fully capable to create that, and you could enjoy just that. So because of that, this visualization is not just important, not just necessary, but it's very, very important to do this long-term meditations well. Okay, so... So then, inhaling gently, that's lung chums, that's called gentle breath. You inhale. So then all the positive energy must generate some kind of positive thought. As in Buddhism, you talk about, conviction, faith, towards enlightened beings. There's positive thoughts that you generate that, So then after that, then you do this 21 breathing meditation. This is the order of 9 round breathing meditations, long-term meditations, then 21 breathing meditations. So that will help you to develop your concentrations. And that power of the concentrations is the only method, according to ancient teaching, making your mind calm and peaceful. You concentrate. If you think, you don't think like 100 objects in one moment, you don't think 100 objects, that's distraction. That's called distractions. So you just think, you are thinking prayer, you just think prayer. That's all you are thinking. You are not thinking of glass, you are not thinking of books, you are just thinking of prayer. That's called concentration. So binding your all mental energy with one object. You could create that object, you could make mental image, could be flower, could be anything, could be color, could be anything. Could be your child, could be anything, Just concentrate. The longer the mind stick with the object, the better the chance that your mind is going to be calm and peaceful. Well, that's why you concentrate, not because you want to become Buddhist. Simply that you want to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind, that's why you concentrate. Also, when you explain to other person, that's exactly where you explain. To concentrate brings your mind into calm state and peaceful state. That's why you concentrate. Okay. So then after that, then whatever meditation that in Buddhism, any form of meditations, you could do meditation on Lam Rim, you could do meditation on impermanent, you could do meditation on emptiness, you could do meditation on bodhicitta, you could do some meditation on how to develop compassion. Then there's many meditations you can do according to your daily practice, okay? Yeah, so, so then, you know, one like important piece of teachings in Buddhism is like impermanent. Impermanent is something, you know, it's important to think about every day. change, you know, changing, the change. Change within yourself, change out there, you know. So this is called, what you call, these are like all like gross, not gross in the bad sense. The the subtle impermanent, then there's like gross impermanent. Subtle is quite difficult to see because it's like subtle is like momentary change. It's hard to see momentary change in the prayer wheel. It looks exactly the same. It's not the same. It changes, you know, every moment changing. But we can see that, you know, that's called subtle impermanent. So then colors fading away, these are like gross impermanent. That's this, you know. Either way, you know, those two types of impermanent, you know, the thinking about the impermanent, you know, is important, a piece of, you know, practice that's been mentioned in Buddhism. But, you know, everybody can, you know, everybody can, whoever thinks about impermanent, they get benefit. Doesn't have to be Buddhist, you know, you get benefit, you know, thinking about change. So, believe or not, you know, so much. So suffering has been created, you know, clinking very tightly on this life. Not just clinking really tightly on this life. So that generates fear, anxiety, stress, all kinds of things. So that means, you know, again, he has not, you know, it's not, there's no flexibility. You know, there's no relax. Mind's not been relaxed because like holding very tightly on something, then when there's some kind of shift, some kind of change take place, then, you know, it's disaster. So something that we can do way before that happened, we can think about impermanent, you know, in daily basis. So then little practice like this, you know, even just sweeping the floor could lead you to all the way to enlightenment. You know, so it doesn't seem like practice, it doesn't seem like meditation, it only looks like somebody sweeping the floor. But that can become huge practice that could lead, just that act, simple act, could lead you all the way to enlightenment. It's not talking about sitting like 24 hours on the cushions, it's just simply sweeping floor. You know, and with some kind of mindfulness. So, you know, so then, you know, this, you know, simple meditation could become, you know, something as very valuable and very beneficial. So, so we, you know, conjoin with this as awareness, or realization about impermanence. particularly in the Western world, so much suffering has been generated by change. You know, so some life in third world country, there's no enough time, there's no time to think about those things because life is very difficult. There's no time, you know. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so so much, you know, suffering has been generated not having awareness about the impermanent. So much suffering has been generated, particularly in very developing countries like America, Europe. So much, you know, so much money has been spent, things like that. So, So then today. If you are interested, so I'm going to explain, there's one piece of, you know, practice or first, let me explain the title. So if you are interested, then I will probably read and explain. If you are not interested, then we will do something else. Okay? Dunga Lamdun Damga. This is family. This is like, this parish put it together by Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa, Tibetan master, who was born in Amdo, same birthplace as His Holiness Dalai Lama. Probably now, probably 650 or 700 years ago, something like that. Damga is like instructions. First, let me explain Dungao. So, the way from my home to here, I'm also talking to Donna C. So, probably there are three words. This could be explained three words. Dungal literally means, you know, suffering, or dukkha in Sanskrit. So now there's choice. In America, you have to have choice. Not just one choice, you have to have at least more than three. Yeah. So here, like, Dunga literally means suffering. So now here's three, according to according to my English vocabularies, I come up with these three words. Challenge, difficulty, sufferings. Which one? You choose. There's three things. There's three things. But you could have more, but I only have three. So, if you choose, if you choose to use the word suffering, then, you know, suffering is, then also probably need to think a little bit about the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths. You know, Buddha's first teaching, Four Noble Truths, the suffering, you know, Dunga Ji Dunga, suffering of suffering, such as, you know, pain, all the physical pain, pretty much, suffering of change, means, you know, like Friday night, too much beer, Saturday, all coming out, this is all suffering of change, all the students experience probably. I'm not sure, but most Americans probably went through the experience. Or not, I'm not sure. I went through death suffering when I was 6 years old. Got really drunk, then, you know. That's the first and the last. When I was 6 years old. That's because suffering of change, you know, in the beginning, it seems like some kind of pleasure or happiness, then second moment, it turns into pain. That's because suffering change. This true suffering, you know, pretty much, we human, the animals, we probably, God knows. So now the last one, that's a little bit tricky, or a little bit more difficult to understand. This is the basis, you know, that's the base foundations to develop compassion towards all living beings. In order to develop compassion towards all living beings, so you need wisdom that understand the last part of the sufferings. That's also, you know, kind of the base for motivations to get out of the samsara. Well, this one, okay, that's easier. So now, dunga lam dunga damga. So I think, so now, let me explain this title. So, the lam is path. It will lead somewhere, the path. Long means taking. Now taking difficulty, challenge, suffering as a path, or transforming those as a path. The instruction, this is instructions how to do that. Instructions of how to do that, how to transform suffering, challenge, difficulty into the path that will lead you somewhere in a better place rather than to the darkness. Okay? Are you interested to know more about this? So there will be challenge, there will be difficulty, there will be sufferings. Why? According to Buddhism, why? Because this is called samsara. That's why. It's not something, it's not like all of a sudden the flower grow here, you know, right in the space. All of a sudden, that's kind of like, oh, so flower are not supposed to grow in the space. Am I making sense? Probably not making sense, but probably it will. Probably it will make sense, slowly. It's like something happened. It's not supposed to happen. It happens. For example, flower growing right in front of you in the space. So that's like kind of shock, you know, shocking. But having suffering is not like that. Because you get headache because you have head. If you don't have a head, you don't get a headache. So you should not be surprised why I'm getting headache. You know? So if there's no head, there will be no headache. Anyway, now make sense? Slowly, I think it should make sense slowly. So this is the instructions how to. It's all about attitude, right? It's all about attitude. Probably you agree. There's so much, you know, that mind can do this, and it's amazing. There's no limit how much the mind can do, so this is all done in the mind, okay, in the mind. So if you're interested, I'll read, put it down. Somebody asked Prabhu Lama Tsongkhapa, please, would you mind to give me some instruction or short teachings about how to do that? You know, maybe that person is probably going through so much difficulties. Ask Lama Tsongkhapa personally, would you mind to give... Lama Tsongkhapa already taught Lam Rim, you know, that's like 700 pages. But that person probably is not able to get his or her head around Lam Rim. So he's asking... You know, requesting Lama Tsongkhapa so to give him something small, Then dunga lam dolong damga nyungju shik jungna sumbalas. So he's like he has desire to hear something short that helps him to deal with, you know, challenge or difficulties or sufferings. Rangre tembe sala labe rangre. Lama Tsongkhapa was not quite happy about that, you know, request, but because he's been said so many things, you know, nothing really much to say. It's already been said. Rangre tenpe tsala labe je tuzin tubali miyung ne venja kata mijabe dodusun desu. I will, you know, probably try because you requested No, that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. No, that sounds like quite happy. No, Dunga Lama to say one Niji Rinpoche had this. So now, Dunga Lama to say Lama's path, Dunga is no difficult challenge sufferings. Same is mixed with the path, you know, that means how to mix, or maybe to check as a transform into path. There's 2 points. Rinpoche Rinpoche said, Didarje, Dunga Lama develop Dobas. The initial stage, Lama Tsongkhapa is very, very critical to eliminate the mindset, say, as a not liking. Yeah, not liking. So when you have headache, nobody really like headaches. Not liking. Stronger than not liking. What's the best English? Well, hate? Aversion. Yeah, probably aversion. Probably that's a better word. Or could be hate too. No, I hate my headache. But we don't say I hate my head. Right? I hate my headache. So aversion, the stronger the hatred aversions towards headache, the bigger the problem become. So that is unnecessary, that we just add up. It's not part of headache, it's extra. Make sense? That's extra. Headache is just example. Anything, relationship, idea, project, anything in our life, you know. This is like Lama Tsongkhapa said, this is extra things that we just add up. It's like that's not the part of the headache, it's like something extra. Dunga Lama Tsongkhapa said, Niji Rinpoche said, Dida Dunga Lama Midev Lo Dopa said, Dunga Lama Midev Lo Dopa. Then after that, then transforming difficulty into path comes. In the initial stage, need to get rid of that, you know, aversion to us, or hatred to us. Dunga la sere chidam cheba tetan chi yimidao tewe di dunglas. It says, Dunga, the stronger the aversion to us, you know, we just take headache as an example. Stronger the aversion to us, headache, then it seems like it becomes like worse. So you need to help to finish the rest of English sentence because my English is not, I'm not able to think in English now. I'm still, you know, being 15 years here, I'm still thinking in Tibetan. Then that's, you know, require quite a bit of energy. So then it's particularly when you get tired, then your English becomes really tired too. So they couldn't put... Dunga Lama to say one Niji Rinpoche, Dida Dunga Lama Midev Lo Dokbas. This is our Lama Tsongkhapa word. Then something to know, to also think good about, and that's we are studying here, Lama Tsongkhapa word, that's what he said. Somebody requested him, so that's what he said. So if Lama Tsongkhapa is here, if you ask Lama Tsongkhapa, that's his one say. You know, Dunga Lama to say one Niji Rinpoche, Dunga Lama Midev Lo Dokbas. Eliminating the mindset, negative mindset, such as aversions, tools, no headaches. That's initial stage. Then transforming headache into path comes next. Tell us any due to patience. So aversions, no, unsettle your mind. So then that unsettled mind could generate anger. So on and so forth, anger and negative mind. Then tell it in YouTube, then you know, your mind become unsettled because of this strong aversions towards headache. Then your mind become unsettled, so that could generate, contribute anger, and so on and so forth. Due to which and that chima divi trindum dunga chibishi. So chima divi trindum dunga chibishi. Not just that moment is, you know, unsettling your mind, but in the down the road is also not good. If that generates anger is not good now, it's not good in the future too. Kebe dungala yi misebe lo cheba, kebe dungala misebe lo cheba, michawa nyam to sim chitop cheba las. We have to develop mind power. You know, it says that scholar means well-learned person should not generate aversions towards headache. That's just an example. Headache is an example. Kebe dungala misebe lo cheba, michawa nyam to sim chitop, mind power. We must develop mind power. Top chebala, junse tumada chebi, nyeba yandang chebachades. You need to think reason again and again, why is not good to generate strong aversions towards my headache? Why is not good? So you need to find the reason, and you need to think about the reason again and again in order to generate the mind power. Okay, mind power. Chebala junse tumati yangdang, junse tumati nyepa, yangdang de chebala nyepa means it's not just understanding. It's like, aha moment. You need to reach the aha moment. It's not just, just ask question, what is this? This is prayer will, this is prayer will. After that, you don't pay attention. So next time, say, what is this again? It's not like that, no. Something that you really understood, nyabacha, means, no. Usually I call like experiential understanding. Why is not good to generate aversions towards headache? Why? Then you have reason, it's been mentioned here. So they need to think about the reason again and again in order to generate mind power not to do that. Mind power. Make sense? So now this is like also like, you know, kind of programs. So there are, you know, because I'm talking of program, because I'm watching one program. So how to tackle diabetes. The program that I watch because I have diabetes. So, but watching program, that's one thing. But after they're doing nothing, that's another thing. In the diabetes case, it's a little bit easier. It's not difficult as this one. So what you do is in the morning you test, then you see numbers going down. There's something you see. I'm not sure where how much truth in there, but that's what they suggest you to do. So there's no. Then when the number going down, you can't feel. There's one way to focus. Then what I'm eating now, I'm just eating raw carrot. That's not very exciting. Then like steamed broccoli. There's no taste. If you just think about that, there's no really something to be excited, you know. And like the things that you like to eat, the white rice, white flour, not able to eat them, that's not fun. You know. So why I'm doing this? I'm doing this because I want to see my sugar in my blood low. So when you see that, then it's something, you know, that kind of probably kind of, you know, makes you think, I'm doing something probably good. That's why, you know, sugar go down, you know. So then that probably requires, you know, like some kind of discipline. So luckily I've been not drinking like soft drink, any form of soft drink or juice last 4 years. So, you know, fortunately I don't have strong desires, you know, so, and I used to drink a lot of Cokes, particularly with ice, you know, in the glass. When you see Coke with ice in the glass, and it's kind of like, you have to drink. So then slowly, you know, even though you see that, you know, like that, you just, your mind just wandering like one moment, then not really interested. So now more challenges here. This is, you know, this challenge is nothing compared to this practice and these challenges. But this still, it requires some disciplines and willpower to do. Otherwise, you know, and I said, then more like, you know, like everything that's been suggested to tackle diabetes in the program is not something that you like to do if you have choice. So, but when you do them, there is benefit, even though it's not really exciting, but that's benefit. they say, but I'm not qualified to talk about this, but, you know, just I'm sharing with you what I'm learning. You know, what I'm learning is pretty much same like practice. So, like low fat food, low fat, that's not I don't like. The beans, eating beans, raw carrot, cooked broccoli, and the things like that. You know. It's quite, result is quite amazing. Result is quite amazing. If you follow, you know. So then, like, without thinking about weight, you lose, you know, not eating white rice, white flour, getting away from that for your own sake, health sake. So not really worrying about that, you know, like, it's quite amazing how much impact had on your health, you know. Losing your weight, you know, not really worrying about that, you just lose your weight and you feel better, and you feel more energy, more things. So now challenge here for me is like how to maintain that. So this is one thing that I really know. It really requires some discipline. So then particularly, so my habit of eating at night, late night, this is also a challenge, you know. Sometimes it's the mind wants to eat something, then you have to tell your mind, okay, no, you're not going to eat anything. It's not, you know, you just want, but you don't need that. Just go to bed, you know. Not easy, but it's doable. It's doable, you know. So it is like, sacrifice, you know, in order to get something, you need to do some kind of, you know, sacrifice. You know? this is pretty much, you know, same here. Tini, kebe dunga la milo sa jada, nyingtop jena dunga chenpo jan dunga minju shins. So now, if you hear nyingtop, nying literally means heart, top is power. The power of heart. So, same as like bottom of my heart. When you say, I thank you, bottom of my heart, same, you know, this is from the bottom of your heart. Ning Top means the power of heart. Or Ning Top Kena, if you, this is called Ning Top power of heart, or you can say the mind power, doesn't matter, same. Ning Top. There's something that I want to do, there's something that's from deep down. So if you manage to develop heart power, why is not good to eat white rice? Why is not good to eat white flour? Why is not good to eat, there's a fatty food? I have to develop real power or heart power. Not to do that. And I need to think again, why it's not good. So then if I manage to develop that heart power or mind power, so then in this case, Ningtop Chungshin, Ningtop Kena Dunga Chenpo, Ningtop Kena Dunga Chenpo, Chang Dunga Minjushis. If you manage to develop this heart power, then even the biggest challenge or difficulties will not make you suffering much as it used to be. Make sense? It used to be. Even the bigger suffering does not make you suffer much as it used to be because of this heart power. So see, this is something that you could do, I could do, we could all do. So then if we read this, this is a beautiful piece of practice. I would like to frame this. Frame. And just put it on your wall, then never read it again. So that's, no, then this is not good. Ningtop Jena, Duma Chimbo Duma, Mijuji, Ningtop Chungshin, Danasa. If you are scared, not sure, if you are scared, oh, I'm not sure I should give up white rice, I'm not sure I should give up white flour, I'm not sure, no. So, like that, no, like I said, Ningtop Chung, Ningtop heart power. Small, Ningtop Chung, if you are not sure, or if you are not, like, if your willpower is not strong enough, Ningtop Chung Shin, Dharna. Dhar means, you know, it's like, Dhar, this means like, kind of shaking. That means you are kind of scared to take on anything, you know, kind of scared, not sure, you know. Dhana, Tewe Mebaya Dungavaji. Then, without any reason, probably you will suffer. Doesn't require much reason yourself because you are scared. Am I making sense? Ningdop Chungshin Dharna Tewe Mebaya Dungavaji Vishide. Tena, for example, Namazama says, Pao Rangi Mebe Tatana Pade Lhavacheva Jujins. Pao is like breath, you know, particularly in the battlefield, the breath person, when they see they are kind of bleeding, so they get more like, how to say, aggressive. Huh? No, when they see they are kind of bleeding, so they doesn't keep them down. They are more like, how to say, angry, more, you know, like wanted to fight. Some person just seeing someone else's blood just faint, you know, instead of getting like more like, how to say, so lately there's a lot of blood tests, you know, I had a lot of blood tests because I was kind of sick. So usually when I do the blood test, I always wish, whenever I go to see Dr. Brown, here now, he's not here, so I wish that they are not going to do blood tests. But unfortunately, each time I go there, they do blood tests. I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch, you know, so I don't want to see. So then in the hospital, then one lady told me, oh, all the men is like that, they are not brave. They don't want to see blood. I say, of course, I'm one of them, so I have to admit I'm one of them, so I'm not brave. So we are not afraid, we can just look somewhere. So anyway, so that me, you know, just seeing my own blood upon me. So the brave persons, when they're seeing they're bleeding in the battlefield, they have become more, how you say, instead of, you know, like faint, they become more angry, they don't want to continue their fight. Some people, and when they see some other people, then they just faint. So this is like that, knowing the So then blood is probably refers to sufferings. When you see big suffering, you are not, how to say, suppress, or like, how to say,
overwhelmed?
Yeah, overwhelmed, or maybe like, how to say, overwhelmed, or maybe like, say, suppress, discourage, or like, so, you know, so when you have, you know, challenge, you know, I know, we all have experience, you know, you experience challenge in your life, I experience in challenge in my life, so how that feels, you know. And like, sometimes it's overwhelmed, then you feel like you can't do nothing. That is like, in other hand, it's like being in battlefield. Not like, you know, real battlefield, but it's like bad because there's battle in your life. The challenge, the suffering. You know, you are battling with the suffering. All of a sudden you see that you are bleeding. You know, so then you don't give up. You say, okay, I want to do something. You know, that's like willpower and heart power. If you say, okay, I'm dead, but even though you are not dead, but you think you are dead, but you are not dead. Make sense? Willpower, you know, heart power. Then Nyingdop Chenna, if you have this heart power, even the bigger suffering cannot make you suffer. Make sense? So this all done in mind. Now transforming that into path. Now the transforming that into path. So now time is over. Sorry, so maybe next Sunday. So they say here, announcement, 10 o'clock, okay, so I should stop.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Thank you. My name is Sandy Carlson. Most of you know me. I'm going to introduce a special person who's going to give a little bit of an explanation and an education and a talk, a little bit about heart power, I think. Y'all know that Lama Zopa Rinpoche is coming, but we also have very many new members that maybe don't know who Lama Zopa is or don't have quite the connection yet. So I'd like to introduce somebody that absolutely has that connection with Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Jo Marie. You come up and give us a little bit of an explanation of your connection?
So I'm going to tap into my heart power. If I can do this without getting emotional, it's not going to work. So, take a big breath. Okay. So here's this picture on the right. And I'm sorry. I love you too. That was without the mic. Okay, so at retreat, I never had met Lama Zopa Rinpoche except the first day teaching when he came here. So here I'm at this two-week retreat, and I'd never met him. But I'd heard something kind of not secret, but something that maybe is helpful to do when you're checking out a teacher and you're thinking about them and you're going through the ways that you need to, you know, check it, is to look at the students. And so here I am at this retreat, and there's like 35, 40 Sangha members all in front of me, and I counted it up on an average. We were there a lot during the day, so I had time. And I thought, this is like 1,000 years of people in front of me of being devoted to Lama Zopa. So that was powerful. And then just thinking of all the students, as they came back, there would be the students who had been with him for many, many years. Some had derobed, and there was just all these levels of students. And then here I was, this little peon who just started that clue what page to be on, a clue where we were, what to do, but I just was there with an open heart. And when I left early on the first year, just a couple days early because my daughter had a birthday, and then I was so connected and so tapped in after these 2 weeks had passed that I didn't want to leave. And so I'm standing there like this, and the Geshe-la walks by, and Lama Zopa walks by, and as right as he gets to me, I just felt so much emotion, and so I said, so I whispered goodbye, and it was just kind of goofy. I know it was very new. And he's so funny. He just, I have no idea what he was thinking, but he's very small, and so we're right here at the same level, and I'm like this, and he just burst out laughing and did one of those, you know, how's Geshe-la, ha, ha, ha. I have no idea what he meant, but in my heart, what it felt like to me is that, how could you possibly say goodbye? You know, I'm never going to not be with you. So that was very powerful. And then that year I was watching a movie called The Unmistaken Child. It's a really beautiful movie.
I'm going to cry when you don't look at me.
I'm just excited that he's coming. So I got Michelle going too. So in this movie, there's a little child. They're trying to decide if he's the Rinpoche that they're trying to discover. Have any of you seen the movie? It's really beautiful. And so they go through all these tests, and they have to do all these things. You might have seen this in different movies, how they find the person. And then eventually what they get to is he's supposed to go before the high lamas and finish. I'm not really sure what the process is, but it's really quite beautiful. So he goes before the Dalai Lama, which I've been to his 3-4 teachings now, so that was amazing. And then he goes before the next lama, and you're kind of seeing it in the distance, and there's a lot of color in the Tibetan tradition, right? So sometimes you can't even see the lama because he blends in with all the colors. And they focus in and focus in, and it was Lama Zopa Rinpoche. And here's this chick sitting in North Carolina in Raleigh watching TV, and it's Lama Zopa Rinpoche. And I look like a five-year-old, and I go, that's my teacher. And with my Dharma buddies, thank goodness. But it was so moving, I can't tell you, to think, I know the prayers they're saying, a few of them. I know what they're talking about. I know what a little bit, you know, what they're doing. How do I know all this? I felt such a, it was visceral. It was heart power. And what I want to say to you is this teacher that's a high lama that's on a movie that's part of a tradition that we can't even imagine when from the East is going to sit right here. He's going to come to you. He's going to come to North Carolina, to Raleigh, to Kadampa Center. He's going to be sitting in this spot right where Geshe-la is, and you're going to be like 5 feet from him, 6 feet from him, and get as close as you can, you know. Get up there. And he's going to be visiting you. So we don't have to go to Tibet. We don't have to go to Nepal. He's going to be at the center. And that's what I want to impart to you, is that don't miss the opportunity to just have even a moment. Even if you don't understand what he's saying, even if the words they're going to be meaningful, but even if they don't exactly do anything, it's not about that. It's about being with these holy beings, being with Geshe-la every day, being with this movement that your heart feels. And then you can be a goofy person standing up here in front of her. So thank you.
There's a lot of information on our website. He is going to be here. We've got little reminder cards Saturday, May 3rd. He'll be teaching starting at 10 o'clock. Please come early. There will be a long receiving line, okay, out front. We'll have a lot of people here helping. So please come early if you plan on it. We will have childcare available that day for any parents. Also, Wednesday evening at 10:40 p.m., be at the Raleigh Airport. We can greet him as he arrives. Okay, so again, there's more information on the website. If you'd like to be a part of this, if you'd like to volunteer, we have a lot of things that we need help with. If you'd like to help sponsor any of these teachings and any of this visit, please go to our website or come and talk to me. I'll plug you in, because there's lots of opportunities to get you connected. This is part of what we're all about here at our center. So let me know if you need anything. Donna Cease is back there. She also has a lot of information. So just let us know if you'd like to get plugged in any way, shape, or form, okay? Thank you very much. Thank you, Geshe-la.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go. I'll say a couple of mantras for your, you know, so you just, probably takes only 2 minutes. So some of the mantras, you know, just simply hearing the mantras will prevent you from untimely death, you know, such as accident and, you know, other things, untimely death. So some of the mantras, just simply hearing them, you know, to generate the cause to be born in Amitabha Buddha's pure land. Some of the mantras, just hearing them, is to create the cause to, you know, kind of guarantees the better rebirth in the future. And some of them also for your health. Okay, just merely hitting the mantras will, you know, benefit your health.
Om Amida, 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 Thank you. Yeah, have a nice weekend.